In this bulletin, another 11 coronavirus deaths and 439 new cases in Victoria, a large explosion rocks Beirut, but the cause is still unknown, and in NRL, authorities investigate an alleged revenge porn video featuring a high-profile player. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. Victoria's Premier has flagged extra mental health support to help residents cope with Melbourne's stricter Stage 4 lockdown. Yesterday, the state recorded more than 400 new cases and 11 more coronavirus deaths, taking the national toll to 232. Business shutdowns will escalate further tomorrow, when some industries are forced to wind down operations. Premier Daniel Andrews says the community is facing tough times and mental well-being will be a focus of future announcements. Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Shane Patton has also told ABC mental health is a concern as officers respond to more incidents.
Family violence has been a significant increase for us, as has issues of mental health. So it is placing a strain on the community, but one that we're very mindful of, and that's why we're actually attending proactively, going out there to do what we can do.
From midnight, all of regional Victoria will return to Stage 3 stay-at-home coronavirus restrictions. A Melbourne nursing home linked to at least 20 coronavirus deaths has been accused of failing to report an infected staff member to regulators. A Senate inquiry into the government's pandemic response has heard that federal officials were not aware of an infection at St Basil's aged care home until 5 days after it was detected. Meanwhile, Professor Brendan Murphy revealed there were language barriers when a replacement workforce took over from staff after going into self-isolation. Professor Murphy says the process became complicated due to the cultural and linguistic diversity of the residents. Families reported their loved ones were neglected when the centre was taken over. Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck said there were failures in standards.
Are there some failures of the systems in some facilities? Yes, there are. Nobody's saying that the aged care sector is perfect, and that's why we're having a Royal Commission.
There are a number of reports that preparations are underway to reopen a detention centre on Christmas Island. Some reports suggest the centre will be used to free up overwhelmed detention facilities in Victoria. Advocates say Minister for Home Affairs Peter Dutton must appropriately respond to the threat posed by COVID-19 in immigration detention. The detention facilities have not been used, apart from detaining one family since February. Since the start of the pandemic, medical experts have called on the federal government to release people held in detention to protect them from the potential spread of the virus. At least 40 people are reported to have died after a large explosion in Beirut, Lebanon on Tuesday caused chaos across the capital. The source of the powerful blast at Beirut's port is unclear, but more than 2,500 people have been wounded. The Red Cross says 30 teams are responding and houses have been damaged, including the home of former Prime Minister Saad Hariri. Joel Shamoon witnessed the destruction.
We were at home. We heard what sounded like fireworks. We thought it was a container in the port that was on fire and they weren't able to put it out. A few seconds later, we were flying through the air.
Victorian Health Minister Jenny Mikakos repeatedly refused to answer questions during a brief sitting of the state's upper house. The sitting was held despite Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton recommending Parliament not sit in line with the Stage 4 restrictions. Opposition and crossbench MPs repeatedly asked Ms. Mikakos questions, which she repeatedly refused to answer. Liberal MP Bernie Finn called for Ms. Mikakos to resign, accusing her of contempt of Parliament.
On what date in March or April were you advised that there were serious issues with the hotel security program?
I will take the member's question on notice and I will provide her with a written answer.
Do you accept full responsibility for the failures in the hotel quarantine security program?
As I said, I will be providing the member with a written response to this question.
In NRL, Brisbane Broncos star Katoni Staggs is at the centre of an alleged revenge porn scandal after a sensitive video was published online without his consent. The league's integrity unit is investigating the matter and cooperating with police. The non-consensual sharing of personal images online is a criminal offence and is considered abuse. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy 19. Adelaide, sunny and 14. Melbourne, showers 11. Hobart, rain and wind easing 8. Canberra, light morning frost, partly cloudy 9. Wollongong, windy and sunny 15. Sydney, sunny and 17. Newcastle, much the same, 17. Brisbane, similar conditions, 27. Cairns, mostly sunny, 27. And Darwin, also sunny, 30. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.